Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Yeah, let's go!
Both Mike and I today learning the trials and tribulations of what it's like to do a guillotine fantasy league and how difficult bidding on free agents can possibly be. I got to be honest. Listen, I've been doing fantasy now for about 25 years, and I knew you'd been doing it right around the same amount of time. I never thought there would be something new that could come up that would be, hey, this can really become a really interesting thing and take your focus away. But this guillotine league that you and I are doing with Fabiano, a bunch of other industry people, it's the only league I really care about. I'm paying so much attention trying to figure out how much to bid on free agents, and here are the guys that are chopped off after week one and star players are out there, and then I figure out who to bid on this week because the lowest scoring team gets knocked out, and like Ezekiel Elliott was out there and Justin Jefferson was out there and Jamar Chase was out there, so I'm like, okay, so I have $1,000 in money to bid over the course of the season, so I bid like $150 on Jefferson, like $150 on Chase. I'm like, who am I going to get? I didn't get anybody. And I'm like, okay, I didn't get my guys. Then I look at you, and you used up $957 of your $1,000 on free agents. You got everybody, but you have no money left.
Well, I didn't get everybody. If I'd gotten Jefferson, I'd been that much better. But it's like Josh Allen was available.
Yes.
And Elijah Mitchell, who was the king of everybody. I'll tie all of this together in a moment. And look, if you don't play fantasy football, you're still interested because this is, a commodities market. Let's just put it into the real world for a minute. We're moving widgets. It's the old economic model. But you're trying to bid, right? It was Jefferson, Chase, Elijah Mitchell, Ezekiel Elliott, Josh Allen, Dallas Goedert, I forget who else. There's like five or six other guys. Rondale Moore was one of them. So it's one of those, if they'd put in, they'd forgotten to put in their lineup, basically. So they get eliminated with the lineup that probably would have saved them, even with off weeks from most of those guys. But they go to waivers. So I take the $1,000 and I'm like, all right, my squad, this is the one where I lost Dobbins off the jump and also Line, who was the other running back? Travis Etienne.
Line.
So my two start,
Line.
So my two starting running backs go down before the season. So you're like, all right, I was lucky. I think I got 4 points out of Tony Pollard and a zero out of Marlon Mack. All right, that's not going to work. So I'm like, all right, I've got to overbid for Mitchell and Josh Allen. I'm like, all right, I'll throw some bids out there thinking I've done enough leagues where it's a free agent acquisition budget of 100. So, like, the percentages will go kind of the same, which means you've got to go hard for these players. And instead, I win them all and spend $957. Yeah. But as I told you.
You've got no money left. You're the guy that goes into Vegas. All right, I'm good. And then a half hour in, how you doing? I'm going back to the room. I'm out of money. What do you mean?
Yeah, and I can't take any more out from the ATM. No, look, the philosophy I've always had, and I've espoused it on this show for as long as we've been going and as long as I've been on Fox Sports Radio, you're always looking at the waiver wire, even if your team is solid, because there's always going to be one player or more on your bench that are more or less placeholders. And if someone suddenly starts getting more of a target share or a touch share in the backfield, they're better off rotting on your bench than showing up in a lineup to beat you. So spending the $957, look, I'm all in. Like, if all of a sudden I have a spate of injuries or whatever lineup I choose goes to hell in a given week, that's on me. I went down swinging, as opposed to, I don't know, my opponent this coming week picking up Josh Allen and he scores 50 against me and sends me home anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So that's my philosophy, is like, you go home, go hard or go home, because you don't know how many weeks you're going to be able to survive. I was near the bottom because of the running back debacle. And even though Justin Herbert had a nice week, he only scored one touchdown. So it wasn't a big effort. You barely stayed above the proverbial cut line and stayed out of the free agent graveyard. So I went all in and really did not expect to win all of those players. I was just shocked.
You want everybody, and now you got $43 to navigate the next 16 weeks.
Well, but that's just it. If I'm still around, then God bless me. But I've now solidified my bench to where I think there's only one or two spots where I would legitimately look to turn somebody over unless the guys got hurt. But by way of contrast, two of my industry leagues, Elijah Mitchell in one league went for $100. So someone spent their full $100 on him. Mm. And in the other league, someone spent $82. Which percentage-wise is more than I spent on any one player in this league, right? So they're banking on him not only to be the guy, but to stay healthy and assume that Trey Sermon doesn't eventually get out of the doghouse and start playing, or that Hasty doesn't start to play. Like, there's still other mouths to feed. So a big bet there is, Mitchell may be the guy, but he's not the only guy. And we know how San Francisco works. Eventually, he's going to – Shanahan will screw you over like Belichick has low these many years.
Now, let me say this before we get into a big story out of the NBA. I'm going to talk to two people very specifically right now, two people that really I want them to listen. They are your daughters, Eleanor and Madeline. All right? Uh-huh. If you two think 50 years from now, all right, let's see what my dad left us inheritance. There's going to be nothing left. He will have spent all of it. There will be nothing left. There will be the equivalent of 43 fantasy dollars for the two of you. So just understand that, knowing it, there's not going to be this big windfall. You're not going to find out that, dad had all this extra money hidden away. No. It's all going to be gone. He's going to use it all up. It's all going to be gone.
Jason, I'll send you a list of my account. Not the numbers, of course, because I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. I'll send you a list of my accounts and what I'm currently worth. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, but you're going to use it all up.
For what?
You're going to use it all up. That's what I mean, because this is your strategy.
What, am I trying to acquire free agents? You make it sound all seedy.
You're like my dad.
Like I'm in the middle of the night going out and finding love in all the wrong places.
As soon as someone gives you or my dad money, whether it's real money or fake money, it's I got to spend offended. It's burning a hole in my pocket.
Categorically untrue.
That's going to happen.
Categorically untrue. Look, if this actually cost me something.
$957.
Did it cost me $957 of my own money?
Yes,
no,
it did.
It didn't.
It's coming out of it. It's not.
It comes down to this,
matter.
Though.
You practice how you play.
I spent the money to try to survive.
No.
Yeah, no. I spent the money to survive here, Smith. So I don't end up below. I don't want to end up in
you
a cartoon
end up alone?
Graveyard.
Is that
no, in a cartoon graveyard. No, I don't want to end up alone either. Now we're getting into a weak, pathetic place of where I'm supposed to show some sort of vulnerability, and Tyshirt's supposed to play some violins behind me.
And all of that
stuff. But you got it all cheap. Like I was spending money to go find companionship and happiness that way. You made it all seedy and. Wow.
Hey, I'm Mike Harmon. You want to come play fantasy football with me? I can spend $1,000 fake dollars really fast. There's going to be no money left. There's going to be nothing left. All of it's gone. All of it's gone.
You know what, though? I got this Jordan rookie card that looks beautiful.
Although, that's the one you stole from Gascon?
No, but he kept complaining about that Elway rookie card. It's worth $100. Here's the freaking $100. Shut up. And I paid for the grading because I was curious to see how it would come back. And it did okay. In the end, it's like $100, maybe $125 card at best. It's like, calm down.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Hey, don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's mdriveformen.com for 20% off with the promo code Smith. That's my last name, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. All right, so while we are figuring out guillotine leagues and Harmon's spending money like he's never going
to
get it again.
Hey, you know what? Now I'm ready to kick your ass. So, me and my Josh Allen-led squad are ready to defeat you.
Just wait for the bye week. Okay, so one of my greatest predictions ever. That is one of those predictions where it's not a 50-50 thing. It's, boy, I'm out on a limb with it. I told you when the James Harden trade happened, how many games would the Nets' big three really wind up playing together? I said, overall, I put the number at 50. With the number of times Kyrie Irving leaves the team, he gets injured, James Harden gets injured, Kevin Durant, who knows how he's going to come back, coming back from this. This is a very difficult mix to think, okay, this is a new super team, because these guys get bored by basketball very easily, and they get very much distracted by other things, and plus two of them can't stay healthy. So I told you, 50 games, I'm way under that for the first year. I mean, I was so way under. We had like 7 regular season games, and then like 10 in the playoffs, right? I'm so way under that. And now you get this story today that is not so much like it's going to happen tomorrow, but this is what you want to think about when you think about what I said, 50 games or less, and this is not one of those dynastic teams going to stay together forever. Earlier today on First Things First on Fox Sports 1, Nick Wright, who hosts that show, put out a tweet that said, there's a handful of Kyrie trades that make sense for the Nets. Whoa. So apparently the Nets are looking to trade Kyrie Irving? I told you that would happen. So apparently
he also
Nets
didn't watch Sunday Night Football and put out some nonsense earlier. So, take it with a grain of salt. But go ahead.
But apparently the Nets may be looking into trading Kyrie Irving. However, his agents have made it known that Kyrie would simply retire from the NBA if Brooklyn were to trade him. That's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big thing to put out there. Kyrie has responded to the tweet by saying a puppet, like, Nick Wright is being manipulated to say what he wants to say. He also had to go out and clear off his tweet when he said, my mask is off, now take yours off, no fear. He had to tell everybody, no, it's not a COVID thing. This is about stop being something you're not and stop lying to yourself. Discover the real you. It's not a mask COVID thing. Everybody relax. This is just today. For Kyrie, this is September 15th for Kyrie Irving, and we're already dealing with maybe the Nets want to move on from him. If they did want him on, we're talking about him retiring from the NBA. This is why I feel really good about my 50 game or less prediction that the three of them will play together. All right. First of all, you have the injury history of all three of these players, right? Kyrie Irving is hurt. James Harden is hurt all the time. Kevin Durant, how much basketball will he be able to play consistently coming off the injuries he's had? Is he going to be able to play the entire season? Will he be able to play in spurts? You have big-time injury history for these three guys. Secondly, you have the knuckleheaded stuff that gets to them off the court. Kyrie Irving left the team two times this year. One time so he could do a Zoom, so he could endorse somebody for mayor of New York City, all right? Oh, wait a minute.
Well, it was a bigger thing than a regular season game, though.
Yeah, but still, yeah, it's true. It is. But I think the Nets are paying to play basketball and not do a Zoom.
No, that's true.
He also left right around his birthday for reasons unknown and then came back to the team.
Had a birthday party.
That's true. Hey, oh, you know what?
We got guys that take weeks off for anybody, like distant fourth cousins. They take days off for their birthday. So I don't know. I don't condemn him for that either.
Listen, these two back-to-backs aren't going to work for me because I got a big party. You know that's my birthday. Didn't you call the NBA, tell them not to give us a game surrounding my birthday, right? Shouldn't we have a four-day break then? You guys got to make that phone call. So you have that. Right, and you have the knucklehead stuff with Kevin Durant, who always appears to be more interested in what is said about him than what he does on the basketball court. Now, these guys always find a way to remind us for a short period of time, hey, oh yeah, you think this is what we are? Watch this. We'll go on the court for 3 weeks and play great. And they do that. And they do it for a short period of time. Remember, we're great. Never question us, right? Like, they're doing it to prove a point. Oh, when we want to, we can play, right? But the other time, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to. But always remember, I can kick your ass, right? That's kind of what they do. Like, because I've known people like that my whole life. Oh, I'm not really invested in this, but oh, now I'll be invested right here for 5 minutes just to show you that I can do it. That's kind of who the Nets are. That's right. That's why I can't ever buy the Nets as contenders. I can't pick them to win the NBA title because I don't know that they're all going to be there when it counts. Something invariably always happens to take their focus away from the NBA, right? This is how it goes. And when you get into the playoffs, James Harden will invariably get tired and not be able to play. And look what happened. He got hurt. And Kyrie Irving got hurt. And KD can't do it all by himself. All right? So just the story today, even if Kyrie Irving's not traded, even if Kyrie Irving is not retired, but you have a story that, hey, the Nets potentially could be looking around to trading Kyrie Irving. And if they do want to trade him, he could retire. So this is, whoa. Now, whether this happens or not, whether this is 80% true or 33% true, this is another situation and instance of Kyrie Irving. Now he's in. He could walk away from the game. He could not play. They're looking to trade him. Do they really need Kyrie Irving? This is why. That prediction I made of less than 50 games overall for the three of them together, I love that. I feel so good about that. I could buy the Mets if I would put a bunch of your money that you had free agent-wise gone to Vegas and put it on 50 games or less. And when that happens, boom, I would cash in because that had to be a big-time all-to-one. It'd be 50-to-1, 70, 100-to-1, 1,000-to-1 maybe it was. And I could have put money on that. Then I could walk away. I'd buy the Mets. I'd get a whole new outfield. That's a story for another day. But I could have done that, Mike. I could have been that guy. And now I feel great about this prediction.
Yeah, I mean, whenever folks start to try to put on their insider hat when they're not the insider, I just kind of shrug and like, I'll wait for the usual suspects to start reporting things from agents and their folks, especially when, well, let's just say there's some antagonism that's gone on with anybody not named LeBron James from certain media sources. But as soon as you started talking about masks and Kyrie Irving, I went back to the old philosopher, Jack Nicholson, 1989, at a certain movie you may know, Batman. I'm only laughing on the outside. My smile is just skin deep. If you could see inside, I'm really crying. You might join me for a weep. And that's kind of where we're at here with the trio and what Kyrie Irving has to say. It's like, you don't know me. Take your mask off. Where is he? He's at home washing his tights or, you know, keep going down the line. I think we'll still get to the over, but it's going to be an uncomfortable over. It's going to be a weird kind of year because if you've already got these reports a couple of weeks ahead of training camp, no matter whether there's 0.1% validity to them or, in your world, 50%. You've got something that the media is going to keep swirling about. Now, perhaps you can take a page out of some of these books. I mean, I know Urban Meyer talked today, but, you know, yesterday. You want to talk to Denver? Nope. nope, I'm out. And so I think you'll have some of those rules, and I wouldn't be surprised to see if there isn't a little less availability from players and a flex that goes on that way as we come back out of, you know, the all the restrictions that were on media, which limited availability, that maybe it stays where it is. But I think with Kyrie Irving, you got a guy who I think he's a smart guy. I think in many ways been misunderstood some of the stuff. Yeah, I mean, flat earth, whatever. You know, you walk to your own drum. I just always find there was one I saw on Twitter. It was the Flat Earth Society, and their line was that we have people that, you know, espouse to the flat earth principles all around the globe. Ponder that for a moment. All around the globe. Right? All right. What all shape is a globe? Flat earthers.
Around the globe.
Yeah. So you have those things.
Right.
But when it comes to playing basketball, like, I think there was bliss for those wonderful 17 games or thereabouts where the three of them played together. And hopefully he recovers from the ankle injury so we could see more. Because otherwise we don't get the battle of old guys from either coasts. And I need that for my soul.
Flat earthers around the globe. Just
you like that? That was good, wasn't it?
For a second. That was pretty good. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It's why I can never buy the Nets. I can never buy them, all three of them, getting together long enough to win a championship. Can't do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
That's Discover true. Matches all the cash back earned on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations, they do apply. Well, today, Urban Meyer said, I am not going to USC. Nope. Not going to happen. I'm here in Jacksonville to finish the job. Joining us now on the hotline for more on this story and other big news in the NFL, he is a longtime Pro Football Insider.
He is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, and he is author of the upcoming book, Urban, A Relentless Life Trying to Relentlessly Get Back to College Football. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's up, buddy?
I'm shocked that you would bring up Urban Meyer. Like, you never read my Twitter feed or anything like that.
Well, I bring it up because I'd like you to, you know, when you can enthrall the public with it. That's kind of what I do.
I think Harmon might like to read one of my latest tweets because I can't call it up and on my phone and continue.
Oh, no. I got it right here. I just thought you would say, hey, here's your top five things. Here's the Jason Cole.
My top five Urban Meyer rules of thumb.
Number five. He will win big, then create catastrophe off the field.
Number five.
Now, outside of the win big, that's what he's done so far with Jacksonville. That's number five. Number four.
Number four.
If the Pac-12, not just USC, wants to be relevant again, USC needs to hire him. Number three.
Number three.
He's a college coach at heart. And now the big ones. Number two.
Number two.
If his lips are moving, he's lying.
Number one.
Never believe a word he says. Rules of thumb with Urban Meyer, according to Jason Cole, 45 minutes ago.
Get the big horns going.
All of those things, J. Cole,
are spot on. 1,000% true. Particularly one and two. Albeit they're redundant, but they are
redundant. Yes, I was going to say that, but they are. But that's okay.
So you get by the word.
I'm merely emphasizing a point. Let me just say that.
You are a writer. Yes, I understand that.
Yes, exactly. And let me be redundant with verbosity. Let's just say that him saying that he's not going to take the USC job. Is likely true because I don't think they're going to offer it to him. Like, I just don't think USC's got the stomach for that. Although we'll see how desperate the alums are. Like, there are some influential people there who may say we have to be good in football, despite the fact that they've got the Varsity Blues scandal and they're still got the Reggie Bush thing, that they're still trying to get past all of that, right? So there might be some guys who kick in a lot of cash and say, look, enough is enough. We want to be back. I think that could happen. I doubt it will. And Urban would be at the top of your list. And, I think he's a great football coach. I think he's not so great as a human being. So we'll leave it at that at this point in time.
That would have been if you had 10 rules of thumb for Urban Meyer. You'd have gotten that in there.
Five was pretty much enough because I think number five captures, where I kind of think about him as a human being. So there you go.
Look, Mike and I talked about this last night. If you said over-under, does he finish the season as Jaguars head coach, I would take the under. That he Bobby Petrino's his way out some way, whether it's to USC or I'm taking time off only to Urban Meyer's plane has now landed in Texas and he's now the new head. I mean, I could see him leaving before the end of the year.
I mean, look, I can paint any scenario with Urban Meyer. Look, I live in Gainesville, all right? I saw the lies. I saw the dishonesty. And I saw the great coaching. I mean, and the great recruiting, too. So, you see everything with Urban, right? And, the luck that he had to have Tim Tebow, who might be the greatest deodorant in the history of sports. But I think he has a little too much pride, and the money's really good. It's sort of like John Gruden, and I know everybody's probably on the John Gruden train this week. But, I mean, he's no good anymore as a coach, but he finagled a 10-year, $100 million deal out of Mark Davis, so he's going to keep taking the money, and Urban's going to keep taking the money until he doesn't like the money anymore. And generally, those guys like money. They're human beings.
Yeah, we were on air for Monday night's fun game. Let me tell you, the twists, the turns, the attempts by the Raiders to give that game away, and then it bounced right back to them once again.
Well, because the Ravens tried harder. When it comes to giving it away, the Ravens tried harder in that one. In particular, Lamar Jackson. He did a fabulous job. of giving that game away.
And now they're banged up and losing guys left and right. But Derek Carr, the age-old question, what is he?
Boy, that's
this,
like that, right
this
there.
Is like what I got Glazer with yesterday, Jason. I'm just stomping guys left and right.
Here's how I'll put it. If you say that Alex Smith is your perfectly legitimate league average starting quarterback, maybe a little bit better, where is Derek Carr on the derivations of Alex Smith scale? Slightly better, slightly worse. I would go with slightly worse. Mm-hmm. But there are people who would argue slightly better. I don't know what their proof would necessarily be. But you're not – the degrees of separation are not terribly – you know, like, it's not a big deviation from Alex Smith. He's right in that category. So he's okay. And you could win – look, I could see that you could win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr if – the team was stacked at every single position, and you know, you just needed him to make a couple of plays a game, that would happen. That's not the Raiders. Okay, they're not.
Yeah, I mean,
watching
it the other night, it was the question of how much was the absence of Peters and Smith in the secondary and the walking wounded and just really bad defensive scheme of, hey, let's just blitz and let these guys run free, was the answer there versus, well, hey, Derek Carr has learned and gotten better.
Look, I didn't have a problem with the blitz. What I had a real problem with is the end of the game, where it's like, okay, let's go three-man coverage or three-man rush and drop eight. Because if your goal is to keep him out of field goal range, you've got to get Carr on the ground one time and change the down and distance. Otherwise, you're in this league today, you're playing just to make sure you don't give up the touchdown on that one. But you got to rush more than three guys against a really bad offensive line. I mean, like, Leatherwood was horrible.
Yeah, he was.
And I know that Carr made a few plays, and okay, that's great. But don't stop attacking those guys. Don't stop trying to confuse that offensive line and try and make a mistake. I just think that Baltimore is, as you say, really banged up, and Villanueva was horrible on, you know, it just made things a problem for Lamar, and then Lamar puts the ball on the ground twice. And you're just not going to win like that. And so this sort of, like, who wants to lose at the most game, Baltimore won that battle.
Jason Cole, dropping knowledge without having to go 1 through 5 and put it on Twitter. It is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Jason Cole on Twitter, of course, at JasonCole62. All right, so with the Ravens and the Raiders now in the rearview mirror, looking ahead to this, I'll do a Harmon for you. I'll ask this question of you, J. Cole, and do it for my partner's sake here, because I know he probably doesn't want to bring it up to you. Today, Matt Nagy said, hey, we'll see Justin Fields when we see him. Andy Dalton's our guy. I like everything Andy Dalton did. I mean, do we really need a press conference for this? Like, I mean, really?
We've
killed Jason Cole. Oh, he's there. I thought we killed you.
Excuse me. I just woke. Andy Dalton just put me to sleep. I'm sorry. Look, I get this. All right. So if you don't think Justin Fields is ready, and there are, you know, like, there was one play in preseason that makes me really worried about Justin Fields, and that was the time that he missed the blitz coming from the strong side and didn't see the hot read and didn't get rid of the ball fast enough. And he basically took, a helmet to the chin, right, which was a kill shot. And so, you know, Matt Nagy theoretically knows whether that guy knows how to read situations, because he's going to face a lot tougher situations during the regular season. And if he's not ready for that, then don't put him out there. Let Andy Dalton get beat up. But that doesn't make a lot of sense to football fans who just don't want to watch Andy Dalton. Like, how much would – if somebody said, name your price to go to an NFL game where you know that Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback, how much are you paying?
I paid $75 on Sunday night to go to SoFi, baby. Let's go! Let's go!
$75. Did you wear the big giant like bear costume head or something like that?
No. I was just me, and then like most guys in the media, I actually watched the game. In terms of the analysis that I've seen flow the last couple of days, that's a whole other discussion.
Wow, that is you paid $75 knowing that Andy Dalton was going to play quarterback. Did you
first game in SoFi? Bears in town. My brothers came to town. There was beer flowing.
No, the smell of sewage was a problem, but I celebrate the Red Rifle QB1. You could have spent the money and gone to a really good restaurant with good TVs and gotten a good meal, and that would have been fine, right? Or just hung out on the beach. And once the game was a disaster, you could have gone to the beach and done something really fun. You went to SoFi and you watched Andy Dalton play quarterback, and you paid $75.
You know what the bigger issue was, Jay Cole? No. You know what? I'm going to turn this on its head. You know why? Because I paid $75 to watch that stiff Matt Nagy coach.
Right. Well, that too. You did that.
That's the bigger problem with my evaluation of dollars.
And the electric weapons that go along with that bear, Montgomery, he's amazing. And
I don't know. They moved Cole Kmet, but anyway.
That's going to change your world. And you know, like creaky Jimmy Graham to see if he can still even walk. Like Allen Robinson. Wow. Like that is like one of the most boring wide receivers. In the history, it might be the most boring number one receiver in the history of football.
What man called 8 yard routes for him, man? 8 yard routes.
Eight yard curl to get open. Woo! Why watch the Bears? What is it about? Like, is it just? Is it infliction of pain?
Why do you hate me?
Yeah. Well, Harold Baines, but that's a different thing.
Wow!
Oh boy!
Came back, and
I gotta call this.
He leaned in to hug me, and then he commodist me and stabbed me.
Call this TKO. It's Harmon's on the floor bleeding. I gotta call it.
Should I take the shiv out right now? What is that?
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62 for more bear shenanigans or that list on Urban
More
Wire.
Of watching the boring bears and lots of money to do it.
And author of the book Elway: A Relentless Life. Check it out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books, it is there. J. Cole, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Wow. He just lit your Bears on fire, man. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I didn't watch the game either, but keep going.
Speaking of lighting stuff on fire, apparently Mike Harmon's the only one who watched the Bears game this week. Right now, what's trending in the wide world of sports? Ralph Irvin, what do you got, R.I.?
What's a Bears game?
Ah, very nice. No one watched.
UCLA
only Mike Harmon
wins
watched
two
the Bears.
Games, and all of a sudden he's chesty. Go ahead,
yeah,
Ralph.
Well, look, UCLA, they won two games. They didn't play this weekend, and USC fired their coach. It's like another five wins for UCLA.
Well, I mean, you might as well bust out the champagne coming
this
out of that.
This is the greatest 2 weeks in UCLA football since they had Cade McNown.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oral greatness.
And do we have a baseball story that I guarantee you've never heard before coming up in about 10 minutes?
I'm yeah. so excited.
I've watched the video five times and I'm still confused.
It is. Look, I go by the Jason Stark philosophy all the time. Jason Stark, longtime baseball insider, says baseball's been played for 120 years and regularly you see something, says, I've never seen that happen before. Yeah, first time I've ever seen this, and it was in the Yankees game. And we'll have that coming up in about 10 minutes. But let's take a look ahead, because tomorrow night we'll be breaking down Washington and the Giants. Why? Because it's a football game and it's on television. It's kind of where it is. This game is going to be a big test of the NFL ratings power resurgence, right? We had 25 million people watch the Bucks and the Cowboys. We had 15 million people watch the Ravens and the Raiders. What do you think we get on TNF for Washington and the Giants? What do you think we get? What do you think we get? 8 million? Nine, but what do you think it's going to be? Do we get 10 million? Do we get 10 million? You think we get over 10 million? Okay.
Oh, yeah, All right. It's week two of the NFL. There's a lot of gambling, a lot of chasing, a lot of starts to the week, fantasy implications to a lot of it. Yeah, no, it's big. It's big stuff, man. It's still early in the season. This isn't your Jaguars week nine game.
No, it is. This is
Jaguars Titans.
I always say Jags Titans. You know, and you used to make fun of me for saying, "Oh, Jags Titans." Now it's like, "Oh, this year Jags Titans will be a big deal."
I threw that for you. I did that specifically for you, pal.
But now Jags Titans after week one is back to being, "Oh, you can't have Jags Titans."
Yeah, no. After that one, it was. That was a disaster. Titans were awful. Derrick Henry was running in mud to start the game. Chandler Jones was running around like a kid in a flower field in the spring. I got five sacks. Five sacks. He did a King Kong Bundy flipping five count your offensive line for crying out loud.
Look, tomorrow it is going to be a big test of the NFL power. Like, we're ready to watch this game in its entirety. Taylor Heineke, hey, Daniel Jones, yeah. Look.
Both running backs questionable at best. Yes.
And how much is Saquon Barkley really going to play if he does? Evan Engram is out. Yes. Yeah. Look, Washington should still win this game because the Giants really have nothing. They are an absolutely terrible football team. So this is where I'm like, yeah, I will take Washington this one because their defense is good. They got worked by a phenomenal quarterback on Sunday. You know, I say that people don't understand how good a week Zach Wilson had against the Panthers under duress the way he was. I don't think people understand how well of a game Justin Herbert played against Washington. It should have been even bigger than he had. There were drop passes. There were penalties. One pass hit
receiver in the helmet and didn't get completed. Mm-hmm. He is the real thing,
and
that's
O-line,
a pretty good
man.
Defense.
I'm not trying to just jam in Slater talk, but between him and Lindsley, it is a different offensive line, and they neutralized Young and Sweat and that whole defensive front.
I mean, you watch – look, I tell you, I would not be surprised to see the Chargers win the AFC West. And I think you're going to see that tomorrow night. Hey, boy, maybe Washington's not so bad because they should dominate this football game. I know it's a short
week. He's going to be able to move the ball. He gets out of the pocket well. The big question, again, is whether Gibson's there for him or you're looking at Jarrett Patterson. You know, one of those guys that maybe you spend a couple of bucks of your free agent acquisition budget. Not in the hundreds. Certainly not in the hundreds. But – 2 carries, 9 yards in the opener. Look, Gibson went for 20 carries, 90 yards in the first game, but he's got a shoulder, and on a short week, don't know if that's going to be able to get him up and ready to go. But figure Logan Thomas has himself a day, and Terry McLaurin just does ridiculous things.
Especially 3.5, yeah, I'll lay those points easily.
I'd like that hook back, but I think they're a touchdown better for
sure. Yeah, I mean, even if they're dinged up, this is still a better football team. Their defense is better, and they will prevent the Giants from getting up and down the field. This is a tankapalooza type season for the Giants.
The question is how quickly can Jones get the ball out? That's it.
Maybe they tell him not to.
Hey, Slayton, can he get it to Shepard quickly? Otherwise, he's going to get wrecked.
Hey, we really want Spencer Rattler, so can you just don't worry about getting the ball out so fast. All right? I mean, really, the Giants may as well tank. They're not going to do anything. You may as well tank, right? It's going to be that.
It's the NFC East, though, buddy.
It is, but it doesn't matter. You're going to stink, so just stink spectacularly. Look, you could get Zach Wilson. You could be the new Jets if you get a guy next year. You could look at the Jets as a model program you should emulate. That's how it goes. Twitter at How About a Fresco.
Why don't you jam the Jets in there?
Mike and Swollen Dome up next. That story out of Major League Baseball, it's crazy. This is Fox.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.